bringing a message on heaven this morning. I think we've talked about that other place a lot, so we ought to talk about heaven, amen? Before we get started on that, I want to spend a little time on something that I'm not sure all of us are aware of. Have any of you heard about the woke church? Well, I don't know what those letters, maybe they stand for something, but maybe world or something, I don't know. But they're pushing the liberal ideas of the church. The Southern Baptist Convention is one of the largest Protestant denominations there is, and over the last few years they've been losing members, ordaining women pastors, losing people, and the whole idea is you don't have to be in church all the time, at all churches. They want to do away with all names. They want to name each name. And if you have a religion, you're okay. Don't have to be pushing Jesus on people. And it's moving pretty fast. As a matter of fact, if you listen to the news, one day this week, the Secretary of Defense, he was questioned about a push in the military that's going on. He denied it, but one of the congressmen called him on it and said, oh no, it's going on. We've checked. So the pandemic has helped move this thing away too. I think I've shared with you a couple times. Dan Hummel was telling me down where in South Carolina, there were 6 Baptist churches in about a 5 or 10 mile radius. They all closed their doors permanently, never to open anymore. So churches are slacking, backing up. Instead of people running to church and to God, they're running other places. So you be aware of that. Woke, W-O-K-E. So sounds like somebody can't talk. It's woke. You know anything about the woke? But that's about the woke. Some of you maybe have heard it. All right. Talk about heaven. Heaven's looking better all the time, folks. Tell you that right now. Give you a quick update. You could probably get tired of hearing. Saw my nerve specialist on Friday. They said I have no nerve damage, which is a good thing. And my biggest problem is muscles, so we got to get the muscles working. Going to do some rigid program with muscle strengthening. And I've already in a short time seen a little bit of increase. I can get ice down pretty good. I've been able to drink much water, try that once in a while, or anything else. But ice, I can drop it right down. It seems just a chunk down there. Got to do a lot of movement with the tongue. I see my mouth doctor on Tuesday, and then I see my esophagus doctor Tuesday too. See one 11:30, another 12:30. So that's the latest on what's pushing the preacher. Heaven, what a beautiful place. We cannot say enough about that beautiful place. In the reading of the scripture, talked about the new heaven and new earth. In 2 Peter, he talked about the old heaven will be passed away. The heaven as we know it now, and things that we know now. Peter talks about them being burned in a flame. And we read in the book of Revelation about how they'll all start, how things will happen. The smoke will be so black that it will darken the sun. And the moon will refuse to shine. And mountains will be moved out of place. All kinds of things happening. And morally, the woke people are saying abortion's okay. It's a way to control population. All the things that's going on morally. And I agree with the author I was reading in the sword back there, whoever wrote it. But it's the church. If anything's going to save America, it's going to be the church. It's not going to be the politicians. I mean, they're the ones that's ruined it. It's the news media and those kind of people that have got this thing started to the left. If it's going to be saved, it's going to be us. But Peter writes about it. He says, but the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word. That's very important. Same word. How did things get here? How did God make things? He spoke, right? The Word of God. And the Bible says in John and over in Colossians that there was not anything made that was made without Jesus. So, and the Bible says He's the Word. So the Word, the thing that holds us together is the Word of God. When God decides to speak the Word, it'll be done away with. Our lives, I said this before, but may I say it again. You may want to put your heart, your hand right over your heart and feel it. God's the one who keeps that going. It's not the doctor, it's not your medication, because the day that God says, bring him home, you go home. To stand before the Lord. But he said the same heaven and earth now that's kept in store by the word are reserved unto fire against the day of judgment. This world is judged and the inhabitants of it. And God so loved the world. God loves this whole world. The people in it. God never made one person that he doesn't love. God never made one thing that he doesn't love. They were doing some kind of a show on TV last night, a Christian broadcasting, and they were showing these, whatever they are, Katie's things that's making all the noise, how they're made, how they know, how the birds know to come back from the islands, how they know to take off and head in the fall. All that is the brain that God put in them. Sometimes you think they're creation of the animals. And I said, my dog obeys me better than the grandkids. They got it. They pick it up just like that. The minute I pull my keys off the wall, my dog hops up. She knows she's going to get to ride in that truck. I told you years ago, I was going preaching revival down in Bedford County, and I always took my gun and my dog with me because guys down there like to go bird hunting and rabbit hunting. And I pulled in the church parking lot early, and some lady come in. She said, oh, my pastor, do you haul that stinking dog around your truck? I said, lady, hold a minute. Hold it right there. That dog don't smoke. That dog don't drink. That dog don't say bad words. That dog is as clean as your house. I said, don't talk about my dog. My dog is fine. All right? But the animals, they know. They can learn. The birds, all that know. But all this is going to be destroyed. And it behooves us to be ready. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. This world's going to perish. People are going to perish in hell. I'm going to preach on heaven in a minute. Just hold on to it, okay? I'm getting no more people over there than I'm knowing down here. I got family members over there. I got friends over there. I got people from churches been over there. My goodness. We ought to be interested in heaven. How do we get ready for heaven? And John talks in chapter 5 and book of Revelation talks about overcomers. How do you overcome this pandemic? How do you overcome sin? How do you overcome bad people? How do you overcome things that are wrong in you? Well, the first thing you got to do is be saved. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him loveth him also that is begotten of him. when you get the love of God in your heart, you can forgive people, you can love people, you can get along with people. You have that ability. We may not always use it. You may be born again, but you're not filled with the Spirit. You got to turn the Spirit loose inside of you. Let that Spirit go. By this, he says in verse 2, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. He said, we'll do it. And Jesus said before he left, a new commandment that I give unto you. A new commandment that you love one another. If we could just get that down right, a lot of things would disappear. Broken homes, fights, fusses, all kinds of things would disappear. And he goes on to say, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. God doesn't tell you to do anything or be anything that you don't have the ability to do. People say, well, that's just the way I am. Well, God gave you a spirit that'll make you a little bit different than you used to be. Paul said, the things I used to hate, I now love. The things I used to love, I now hate. God gives you that inner strength, that Holy Spirit power comes in you. You may not respond to it. You may go on, and by that you could be most miserable and make people around you miserable. And he says in verse 4, where we start this subject, for so whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. Okay? The world wants to attach to you. It wants to hang on to you. It wants to pull you its direction. This woke movement. And we want to go the way of the world. We don't want all this stuff of liberal, conservative. Let's all be one. Just be one and do your thing. Only thing is, they got one way to self. But we overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Faith is the victory, right? We sing that. That's what it is. Who is it that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. You can have Ali, you can have Buddha, you can have Mao Zedong, you can have those and be in victory. Jesus is the one that gives the victory. So the overcomers are the ones that goes to heaven. Those that have been born again. Let's get that straight before we go any further. You can't get to heaven if you're not saved. Oh, I just have a heaven on world, on this world. No, you don't. No, you don't. And that's going to blow up anyway. You don't have a heaven on earth. There's no such thing. This world is cursed. This world is doomed. Satan tricked Adam and Eve. God gave it all to Adam and Eve. He said, here's the world. Subdue it. The whole creation belongs to you. Just don't mess with that tree right over there. That one tree, stay away from it. They had one commandment. One commandment. That's all they had. Now, people got a lot of them today and make them up as they go by. But only those that have been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ and washed in the blood of the Lamb is an overcomer. And some of them are not practicing it, as we alluded to. Another thing, second thing we notice in heaven, all tears will be wiped away. We cry about a lot of things. Some things we should cry about. Sometimes I think we cry about what we should laugh at, and we laugh at what we should cry at. And you probably figure out what I mean. But God's going to wipe away all tears. It's been said, how will we ever be in heaven, enjoying heaven, when we know some of our friends and our loved ones are lost and in hell. The Bible says, amen, thank you. The Bible says that our ability to remember those things will be wiped away. You say, I don't understand that. I don't either. It's a miracle of God. But I believe God, for he said it. I believe God said that, and he's going to wipe away the tears, because there'll be nothing there that brings any more tears. There'll be no more death. We've seen a lot of death and dying. Neither sorrow. Sorrow over things, over people, over hurts. We're living in a hurting world, people. There's people hurting. There's people right now that are thinking about ending it all. There's people right now that are thinking about giving in, throwing in the towel, shutting the door on it. There's people now thinking about busting the home up. There's people whose kids are listening to mommy and dad fussing and thinking, what's going to happen to me? Where am I going to go? Where am I going to be? It's happening everywhere. But one day that will cease. God will wipe away all tears. Neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall be any more pain. People are crying over pain. My head is killing me. My back is killing me. My home is a wreck. I don't know where to go. On and on and on. But thank God, God himself will wipe away the tears from our eyes, wipe away all sorrow, all hurt, all pain. We won't need doctors and medications and more medication. And this one makes you wake up, and this one makes you sleep. And the woman takes one to keep from getting pregnant. Then she takes another one to get pregnant. Isn't it a crazy world? Isn't it crazy? Take one to thin your blood, and then you find out your blood's too thin. You got to take another one to get it going again. Take one to slow your heart down. Then you realize your heart. It's crazy. Every drug we take has some side effect to it. I always like it when I'm watching TV and they're advertising some new medicine. And then at the end, they read real fast. It may cause dizziness, may cause excessive bleeding. Bum, bum, bum. You go down and think, wow, I think I'll keep what I got instead of throwing myself off on that. It describes the city will be made out of, the new heaven. Got walls of jasper. I've never seen any jasper, I guess, in a picture. But think where the walls are jasper. You ladies will be happy to know you won't have to hire a house cleaner. You won't have to clean your house yourself. It'll all be done. Walls of jasper. Foundations of precious stones. 12 gates for the gates of pearls. And streets of gold. Think about it. Right now, they're saying they're going to do away with the dollar. Maybe we ought to get it in gold. But what does it matter? When you leave this world, you're not taking anything with you. Nothing. People building up say, I got to have some more money. I got to have some more in the stock market. And the stock market goes broke. I got to have this. I got to have. When you die, it'll be laying right here. It's kind of a humorous story. You might not think it's appropriate to tell, but there was about 7 or 8 boys in a Jewish family, and their dad died. And the oldest one said, well, boys, what are you going to give dad? They were all throwing in money, 100. I'll outdo him. I'll throw 1,000 in. The youngest one come up. Took out his checkbook, wrote a check, threw it in there. Let's take care of that. Take you a while, but think of that. That's how a little will think of gold, is we'll walk on gold. It says that in 21:18. And building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold with unto glass. Just clear, gold, polished, shining. And the foundations of the walls. Oh, my goodness, God believes in walls. Woke don't like that, do they? Woke don't like, they don't want no walls. Except where they live. Except where they live. Let's have some walls. I gotta protect my house with walls. And some woman was down there jumping on. Don't we have the silliest? I mean, I don't even think she's right anywhere. Vice president. She don't know where the border is. She don't know who's there. She don't know how many people comes in. But she has guards that are around her with guns. Oh my goodness, Kamalati, you got guns around you. That's not safe. Those guys are carrying automatic weapons. Those guys are carrying them and protecting you. And guess what? You and you and you and you, me, are paying for it. That's nice, isn't it? Won't have any more of that in heaven. There won't be any taxes in heaven. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Just think of that. He says in the first foundation was jasper in verse 19. He names his stones. Some of them are so important I can't pronounce them. Sapphire, chalcedony, the fourth, and emerald, the fifth, sardonyx, the sixth, sardis, the seventh, crystallite, the eighth, beryl, the ninth, topaz. Used to have a car named that. Topaz. Drive a topaz. Maybe we'll get to have one in heaven. Okay? And the street was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. You know what's going to be the building, the temple, is the Lord himself and the Lamb. If you'd open the book of Revelation, coming down, Revelation 21:2, and I saw the temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. Everything that Solomon had him put in that temple was to represent God and present Jesus Christ. Everything about this church should be, while we're in it, while we're here, for the purpose of presenting Christ. And that's what Woke wants to do away with. Break that all down. We don't want to have just Christ and taking little kids in, tell them Jesus loves them. We don't want that. Tell them all is love. Everything is love. Everything is beautiful. No, no. Not everything is beautiful. That home that I told you about, where mom and dad are thinking of busting, and the kids don't know whether, that's not too beautiful. That's not too pretty. That's not too wonderful. No, no, not everything is beautiful. In the new heaven, it will be. All will be passed away. Someone asked me one time, how can heaven be good if Satan's been there? We'll have a new heaven. We'll have a brand new heaven. Where sin is never touched, where bad and evil has never entered, never been there. Yeah, we know Satan himself walked in, talked to God in the old heaven, didn't he? Said, look at Job. Yeah, let me have him for a while, God, and he'll curse you and die. God said you can have everything about him except his life. And we know the end of the story. Nothing he did to Job turned his back on God. His wife even said, Job, you ought to curse God and die. Look at you. You're laying in a pile of sores, scraping the sores off of you. You don't have anything. Your children are gone. Your riches are gone. He said, thou art a foolish woman. When all is gone, listen to me, when everything you have is gone and all you have left is God, God's enough. God's enough. And that's what we'll have in heaven. The temple, the Lord God. And notice, the Lamb is the light. Do you know why people do bad things? They walk in darkness. They got darkened minds. They got darkened hearts. They think darkened thoughts. The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 19, men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. That's why men do the bad things, to cover up their dark heart, their dark mind. How can they do those things? But we won't need any light. He said, neither the sun. Who gave us the sun to begin with? And the moon. The S-U-N gives the moon its light. The S-O-N gives light, and he gives light to his people. The glory. Neither of the moon to shine in, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Following Jesus, walking in the light, stepping in the light is the hymn we sing, right? Blessed be the light. Walk in the light, for the light is there. And then he says, the saints shall walk in the light, in verse 24. And all the nations of them that are saved. No woke there. You have to be saved. You can only be saved by Jesus Christ. That those that are born again, those that are saved, those that are washed in the blood, those that have been to the fountain. That's what the woman said when she went back to the city. She'd had five husbands living with a man she wasn't married to. Jesus said, you're getting this water. You need to get the living water. When she went back into the city, she said, come see a man that told me all I ever did. I found the light, the blessed gospel light. We need the light in this darkened world. When the crazy things that are going on, the sexual perversions that are ruining and teaching it in our schools. Now they want to teach them, we gotta get this culture straightened out. They're tearing the American culture apart as we knew it. They're ripping it apart and wanting to teach it in schools. A few parents are starting to get upraged. We should support them in that. Make sure our schools don't do that. Teaching, you see, he's black, you're white. Now, there's a big difference. So you got to give him some rope. His ancestors had to work in slavery, and you don't know anything about that. So you got to drop the way you're living and listen to him. That's what they're teaching. That's what they're trying to do. And they're wrecking us. They're ruining us. Blessed is the Lord. And all the nations, and the nations of them that are saved shall walk in the light. And the kings of the earth to bring their glory to it. Okay? There's nothing. The last thing I want to say to you this morning about this beautiful place, with all those pearls and jaspers and gold, and there's much more. We could stay here and talk all afternoon about how wonderful heaven is, how great it looks. But there's nothing that is vile that will enter heaven ever again. He says in verse 20, chapter 21, verse 27, and there shall in no wise enter anything that defileth. The sexual perversion has defiled us until we can't eat, sleep, or drink, or watch a movie, or watch a television program that some part of us not even brought up. Homosexuality, perversion of all kinds. Little kids don't know what's right and wrong. Dress like a freak, look like one, act like one, talk like one, until their mind, their brain is so cemented with the garbage of this world, and we want to know what's wrong with them. I'm amazed that our kids do as well as they do. Nothing will enter. Nothing that worketh an abomination. When you trace that word abomination, 9 times out of 10, you find sexual perversion in the Bible. And God said, if man lies with man like he lies with woman, it is abomination to God, and put him in the stoning pit and stone him to death. And that's what they did. And now we honor it. We have a gay pride day when we are going to have all the cities and all the schools and all the people recognize gay pride. I'm proud I'm gay. I'd be ashamed to show my face in public. I'd be ashamed to even utter the words. And they've taken the bad words that God gives it and gives it pride, gay, making it sound like it's something wonderful. It's dirty. It's filthy. But thank God there's a place. You won't have to we go out somewhere. You get out of the car to go into the store where we're going. You see two guys walking holding hands or something. You think, my, there isn't a place that I go. I can't see some of it. I'm thinking, when will it stop? I'll tell you, folks, it'll stop when I step through those pearly gates and enter heaven. Never again will I have to see it. Never again will I have to hear it. Never again will I have to put up with it. Nothing that worketh abomination or making a lie. The Bible says all liars, all liars. Come, I said, I've been to the border. That NBC porter, one of the most liberal porters, pointed his finger at her and said, you have not been to the border. I thought, well, amen. She said, well, I haven't been to Europe either. What is that? I mean, talking like a kid. And she's supposed to be the czar. And those people are coming in. And guess what, folks? If you weren't a Christian, we're paying for everything. They're coming in by the thousands. Trump had them stopped down, but they're just flooding us. And they say they're coming from all the nations in Europe, not just Mexico. Mexico's a bypass. Mexico, we need to kick their butts. They're letting them come through their country. You know what I mean? I know people don't want to hear me say that, but it's true. We're letting the whole world walk on us. Take everything that we got. If we don't keep the culture and the things good, we're not going to have anything. And America's just about going. We're just about over. All the things that I'm seeing. Jesus talks about the signs. He said, you know, you could look out there and see a cloud, and it gets bigger and it gets blacker, and you say, it's going to rain. You can discern that. He said, you look at a tree, you see it budding. He said, yeah, they're going to have some apples on that tree. He said, how can you discern the signs of things around you in the earth, and you can't discern the signs of the coming of the Lord? We've got the signs, folks. We got the pedal to the metal. We got full throttle. We're going at 90 miles an hour. Nobody knows where the brake is, and it's just about over. If you got any loved ones, you need to be telling them. People say, well, I don't like being dragged to church. Well, we've been drugged to everything else. Drag them down to the altar, rub their nose on the altar, tell them you better get saved or you're going to wind up in hell. Oh, don't use that word around little kids. You'll scare them. Well, it's time somebody, they're not afraid of anything now. We don't fear God. We don't even fear God anymore. The Bible says fear God. We don't fear him, run away from him. We fear him and run to him. And that pandemic has got people running away. I'm not going to church. I'm staying home. I might get that. And they'll go to every crowd in town. Craziness. He said the only thing that'll be there are make it alive, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. My name is there. Is your name there? Is your name in the Lamb's Book? Have you asked Jesus to save your soul? Have you said to him, wash me in the blood of Lamb? Make me clean. I want to be a son of God. I confess I'm a sinner. I trust you. Would you stand, please? Almighty God and Heavenly Father, we thank you for the precious love of Jesus. We thank you that he died on the cross and gave his life that we might go to a wonderful place called heaven. And Lord, it's getting worse and worse down here. Our hearts are longing more and more to see Jesus and leave this crazy world. Lord, I pray if there be anyone among us today that's never trusted that precious blood to wash them, precious love of Jesus to save them, but I pray they do it this morning. While every head's bowed, every eye closed, there's a piano place for a moment. If you're here and you're saved and you're going to be in that place called heaven, would you raise your hand and say, Pastor Roger, I got my ticket. I'm ready to go. Praise God. I know I'm going to be there. Thank you. If you could not raise your hand, listen to me. You could do it right now. Doesn't cost you a penny. Doesn't cost you a dime. Doesn't cost you anything. Jesus paid it all. Simply tell him right now, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm a sinner. I agree with you, God. And I don't want to die and leave this world unprepared and go to hell. So right now, I open my heart and accept you. Take me, Jesus. Amen. If you did that, you meant it in your heart, put it in your own words, God said he would save you. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I pray that you made that decision. Okay, we're going to sing a couple of verses of a song. Go, it's going to rain all day. You won't be able to mow your yard. What number was it?
550.
550.
Come home, come
Taking care of the parking this year for the car show? Okay. And got a couple guys who are going to help you? Okay. And Ed, you're cooking on the grilling and you got guys to help you, right? Yeah. Randy, you're passing out gifts, right? You have people do that. I have some special music coming and Randy, your wife's back here. She's going to sing God Bless America for us. Make sure you get your name on this thing back there. And I'll check and see what else we need. And all of you show up and help those guys. Just grab those guys and get their names. Tell them they got to sign up if you need them to help you. Okay? Sure. That's the way we did it. That's why we did it in the Army. The sergeant came out, he said, okay, I need somebody who can type. I held my hand, he said, just type I need to get over here and start digging this hole. That's the way we got things done. Wait around here. Well, who's going to do this? Well, who's going to do that? You do it. Get with it. Amen. And I'll be running around somewhere. Winnie, we got people pass out the tracks and those kind of things for us. And if you want to do something, I guess, Trudy, we got people for the sign up. And I have some special music coming. They haven't sang for us before. Country Praise from out of Bedford. They'll be here. They've been here a couple times, saw it, liked it. I said, okay, come sing for us. I said, they come sing. All right. We'll check it out tonight and see if we've got enough people. The rest of you come and help. Bring your friends. Get people here. Oh, I know what else. There's been some concern. We have some steak and some rib about it won't be enough to go around. Well, we'll cut them in half or something. But first come, first serve. Once it's going, it's going. And it was given to us and told us to give it to the car show. That's what I'm doing. I don't want to be doing anything I shouldn't do. They gave it to me and said, this is for your car show. So I don't know how else to handle that. And some people don't like ribs anyway. That's okay. If you don't like them, take them and then keep them, and I'll take them home because if I start eating, then I'll eat them. I like ribs. Ribs and tomato sandwiches. All right, you didn't want another sermon on the car show, did you? What's that? Yes. Yeah, you're going to be taking care of that, aren't you? Yes, sir. Raise your hand over. See that big guy? If he don't show up, he's going to grab you by the back of the shirt and nape and neck and put you out there. We'll get things done. And Randy knows I can do it. I used to be able to do it, didn't Randy? Tell him what you told him to turn back there about me with the paddle. I like that. Here comes Mr. Hodge's paddle. You better get in the room. He's coming. I won't do much of that these days. All right, Ed, have a closing prayer, please.